Welcome to the Conscious Code series on the Embody Me podcast. I am your host, Crystal Renee, and I guide you on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment through a captivating exploration of the profound energies embedded in each human design gate. In this series, we dive into the very fabric of your unique essence as we align with the shifting frequencies of the sun transiting through each gate every 6 days. In each episode, we'll unravel the mysteries surrounding the current gate, from the overall energy that envelops us to the shadows casting their subtle influence. We'll leave no facet untouched. But this isn't just about introspection, it's about application. How can you harness these energies in your brand and business? How can you navigate the shadows and embrace the gifts within? We're not just exploring here. We're empowering you to step into and embody your highest timeline. So whether you're a seasoned human design enthusiast or just stepping into this cosmic journey, join us for insightful breakdowns, contemplative questions, and practical tips to embody the full frequency of each gate. Are you ready to unlock the wisdom within and embrace the conscious codes that live within you? It's time to journey together, align with your fullest potential, and embody all of who you came here to be. Hello, and welcome back to the Conscious Code series on the Embody Me podcast. I am Crystal Renee, your host. And today we're talking about Gate 61, I refer to as the Mystery Solver. And in human design, it's known as the Gate of Mystery, the Gate of Inner Truth, or the Gate of Wonder. And this gate is located in the head center, moving towards the Ajna, via Gate 24, in the channel of awareness, which is the design of a thinker. And in the Gene Keys, it's referred to as the Holy of Holies, which is interesting. And this is in the tropical sign of Capricorn. And in Vedic astrology, it's on the cusp of Sagittarius and Capricorn. In the I Ching, it's considered inner truth, wind blows across the lake. So the overall energy of Gate 61 is the portal to inner truth and the mysteries of the universe. And it represents the profound quest for understanding the unknowable. It's driven by an innate curiosity that goes beyond logical reasoning. So people with this gate active are deeply intuitive, often just knowing things without needing a concrete explanation. They're able to differentiate between intellectual knowledge and experiential wisdom, and they value the profound insights that come from personal experience and silent contemplation. While the gate can sometimes manifest as pressure from the head center to understand life's biggest questions, its true gift lies in the ability to revel in the mystery of existence. So rather than seeking definitive answers, people with this gate find beauty and inspiration in the questions themselves. And this often leads to them experiencing spontaneous epiphanies that can change their perspective or even the direction of their life. So it's both spiritual and profoundly creative. So let's talk about the shadow, which is psychosis, the pressure of why, always wanting to know why something is the way it is. And this leads you to a state of disorganized thinking and an overwhelming urge to understand the purpose behind life's mysteries, often causing mental unrest and delusional belief, constantly wanting to know why things are the way they are. Can lead you to the repressive nature or the introverted nature of disenchantment, which is a turning away from the deeper questions that you might conform to whatever is comfortable and neglect the true yearnings of your inner self. So instead of seeking the answers to the questions you might have, you actually hide from them. You disenchant yourself from those questions. And then in the reactive nature or extroverted nature of the shadow, you begin to fixate on a single answer or belief, and you may become fanatical, shutting out all other possibilities or viewpoints. It's like, that is the truth, the only truth to you. And any other way is you won't even allow anyone to even speak their mind on it because you are stuck in that belief. And this can lead to disorganized thinking where you might find it challenging to structure or articulate your thoughts, which can hinder effective communication with others. Of course, delusional beliefs where there's a risk of being so absorbed in the mysteries of life that you develop beliefs that are not actually rooted in reality, potentially leading you astray. For some reason, as I'm sitting here thinking about the energy of this gate, I'm thinking about these twin flames and the Mother God Love Has Won documentaries that I've watched recently, where these people are just completely delusional. And I don't know if they're delusional and they truly believed the things that they were preaching to their cult followers, or if they were literally doing it just for the money and the attention. It's could be a combination of the two, but it's really bringing up the essence of those documentaries for me right now. I'm talking about the shadow of delusion. And with the psychosis and the disconnection from reality, there's an intense drive to uncover the mysteries, and it can cause a disconnect from the present moment, leading you further from the truth that you seek. And you feel like a victim when you don't know the answer. And the pressure of not having the answer can lead you to bitterness or a sense of defeatedness. And then you begin to rely on external validation in search of answers. So you might turn to religion, education, or science, risking the neglect of your own inner truth. So it's one extreme or the other. You're either not believing any of your own inner divine downloads that you receive from source. You only believe like external truths that aren't even yours in the state of disenchantment, where you're just like turning away from your own truth, or you're going into complete delusion and psychosis where you begin to believe that things are real when they're not. And there's a really fine line to find a balance between these two extremes. And the gift, once you begin to accept the embrace the shadow of psychosis, and that this is a possibility for you due to the fact that you have this gate active up there in your ajna that's always has the pressure to find answers and think and find inspiration. Actually, once you embrace that, you step into and embody the gift of inspiration itself, which is it's what transforms pressing questions in your mind of existence into a wellspring of creativity, insight, and profound inner revelations, allowing you to tap into moments of pure inspiration and originality from the questions and the answers that you seek. So in this state, you are very intuitive. You have a deep intuition. You just know things without the need for logical explanations because you're tapping into your inner truth seamlessly. You receive those divine downloads, and your wisdom is beyond any knowledge or anything that anyone can prove. You just understand that knowledge is intellectual and wisdom is experiential. And this allows you to differentiate between mere facts and profound insights. And you're open to mystery. And instead of feeling overwhelmed by the unknown, you actually revel in the mysteries of life, and you find joy in the process of the discovery itself. And you also can detect authenticity very well because your inner compass is finely tuned to discern what is genuine and what is fake. And people can't easily deceive you as you can sense authenticity. It's almost like that third eye that you're connected to. And you do have several epiphanies and insights that come in, downloads where your mind is just frequently illuminated by the flashes of inspiration that can change your perspective or even alter the way that you live, as well as the way others live and their perspectives as well, if you share your insights. And you are constantly living in a state of awe and wonder in your gift because you approach life with a sense of just always wanting to be amazed by its beauty and complexities. So you're super patient in all of the inspiration that you're receiving. You're taking these downloads and you're creating from the information that you receive instead of seeking answers and becoming so deluded or psychotic about finding the answers or being afraid of the answers. You're actually taking this inspiration, this divine inspiration, and creating something beautiful out of it. And when you tap into that gift of inspiration, you can then embody the city or highest state of frequency of sanctity, which is that actually elevates your consciousness to a divine state of being where your mind is ceaseless, where the mind's questions begin to dissolve. You have this essence of a profound inner silence and oneness with the divine and the pure essence of reality. So you no longer question things. You are just one with the divine in sanctity, entering the unknowable. And you're fine there. You're comfortable there without knowing. You're just one in consciousness. And how I can see you really using the gifts of this gate in your business is being a source of inspiration for others, especially those who have an undefined head. You are the one that provides the inspiration because they are tapping into those that are around you that don't have this gate active are tapping into your inspiration when they're around you. They're tapping into those divine downloads that you're receiving. They're tapping into that wisdom, that inner knowing, and that creativity that lives within you. So you are the beacon of inspiration and creativity in your tribe with this specific gate. And here are some contemplations that you can ask yourself if you have this active. What is my relationship to being open-minded and open-hearted with others, trusting their inner truth? And what is my relationship with trusting my inner truth? And what is the difference between knowledge and wisdom to me? So those are some pretty good questions that you can contemplate on. And here are some tips that you can use to further embrace the shadow of psychosis and embody the gift of inspiration. Embrace the mystery. And remember that not all questions need immediate answers. Sometimes the journey of seeking is more important than the destination. And trust your inner compass, even when the pressure of the unknown becomes intense. Trust that your inner truth will guide you and listen to it. And challenge your perceptions. Regularly evaluate what you consider to be true. Is it genuinely your truth, or is it a belief you've adopted from external sources? So what a beautiful gate. Gate 61, the mystery solver. So with that being said, I am so grateful for your presence here again. And I can't wait to see you when the sun transits into the next human design gate. And that concludes another enlightening journey through the cosmic realm of human design gates and gene keys. I hope you've enjoyed decoding the conscious code with me, uncovering the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Remember, these powerful insights are not just meant to be heard, but also embraced and embodied in your everyday life. Allow the wisdom of the gates and gene keys to guide you, to ignite your purpose, and to empower you on your unique path of self-discovery and self-mastery. I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this cosmic exploration. Your presence and curiosity fuel my passion for uncovering the mysteries of the universe, and I invite you to continue exploring and integrating the wisdom you've gained from the conscious code. As the sun continues its celestial dance through the gates and gene keys, remember that you too are part of this magnificent cosmic tapestry. Embrace your unique design, honor your path, and let the conscious code guide you to live a life of purpose, authenticity, and self-empowerment. Until our next cosmic rendezvous, keep shining your light, embracing your truth, and living as a conscious co-creator of your reality. Thank you for being a part of the conscious code.